You didn't do it last year? You didn't do it. Okay. Very good. So, it's going to be fast. And how many of you have done Adventure Club before? Very good. It's not going to be a ton different, not a ton of differences, but first I just want to thank you for saying yes to the ask. I still need about 8 to 10 more leaders, more group leaders, in order to be fully staffed to start next week. So I'm hoping to spend some time praying about that tonight, just as a just a few minutes praying that God would bring who we need, and that, you know, because he knows who's ready to accept to answer the call and to say yes, like you did. So if you know of anybody that you would like to serve alongside, who would be a fun group leader with you, or feel free to ask them, please ask them and help me. You know somebody?
I'm just wondering.
It's high school and up. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Is it the need, the adult side, or the teen side?
I don't care. Okay. This is me, just happy when somebody says yes. So I'm not, I would love to have either, you know, because the kids love both. So Duffy also probably needs some help in Masterpiece. We only have a couple of Masterpiece, and I think we're probably going to need a few more than what we have. So the 10 that I told you about are just group leaders. I could get by with, what did I say, Jen? 7, I think. I think I could get by with 7. And she needs some preschool, too. So we're probably at about a dozen people that we really need before next Wednesday. So I guess I will say this to this group. There is a possibility that we would not start next week. A slight possibility. I think I can do it. I think that we can find people. But if I can't, we might delay a week. And that's why we're going to spend some time in prayer tonight. Because that's a big deal. I don't want to not start. So we're going to go through your leader manual really quickly. God gave our Chapel Street Kids team this theme verse. It's Hebrews 12. It's kind of like 1B and 2A, but I'm just saying 1 and 2. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. So that's our theme verse for the whole year. So spoiler alert, marathon-y, maybe, better word. And probably VBS will also look kind of sporty like that. Adventure Club, who doesn't know what Adventure Club is? Who has not experienced Adventure Club? Is there anybody? Everybody kind of knows. I'm going to skip that part then, because it's just, y'all know what it is. It's large group, small group, and then kids doing activities, games, or crafts, and then we wrap up again in the worship center. So I'm going to skip to our content, and I put that little water symbol there because that's like a, I do think that this is the refreshment in their week, the content, the good stuff. I want it to be a refreshment to their souls. Because they've been at school all day. Y'all have been at school all day, many of you, or at work in the workplace. And it is my deepest desire that when we open God's word and when we look at what he has for us, that our souls are refreshed and we're ready to keep running the race. So I say that's the good stuff. This right here on this blue page is the good stuff. So we're going to have 4 little sections. We're going to spend the first 5 weeks talking about the names of God and how we can know him through the names that he gave himself. So, and I didn't write all this in here, but I'm just going to tell you October 1st, it's like, what's in a name? And it's kind of like the most famous name. It looks a little like, I can't think of the TV show that it looks like, but the graphics are a little I don't know. They're pretty cool. October 8th, it's going to be Elohim, Creator. And the 15th will be Jehovah. That's like his personal name for himself, Yahweh, the I Am. Then on October 22nd, we're going to learn that God calls himself our Father, Abba. And then on the 29th, it's El Elyon, the Most High God. So we're going to discover who God is through the names that he has given himself. And then we will move into Christmas. And so four weeks we'll be looking at the Christmas story. And then in the new year, we'll start looking at what does it mean to be a disciple, the followers. So it looks kind of like, are our staples not holding well? Followers, like how many followers do you have? Like social media followers. So what does it look like to be a disciple? And then we'll end with Easter, and we end, so you see we do Easter for 4 weeks, and then March 25th is actually our final night of Adventure Club, but that'll be like a grand review night. November 5th is Big Family Serve. You can go ahead and note that, and then we have a week off for Thanksgiving, and then I think it's 4 weeks that we have off for Christmas break. We won't start back in January until the 14th. We'll also be memorizing together the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament, Psalm 100 and the Lord's Prayer for more sticker opportunities. Then the Bible verses are all listed on the next page. And you can begin memorizing now. They're good ones, I think. And you will have, every kid will go home with a memory card like this. It'll be front and back with all of the memory verses and the things that we're memorizing. It's a lot, but you listen to the kids sing songs and they can memorize things very quickly. We'll put motions to them. I may need your help with some of that. Y'all, I'm looking back there at y'all. So, schedule for the night, it's gonna look very similar to last year. 6:15, you'll arrive and you'll check in at a kiosk upstairs using your phone number. All of your supplies will be on a table at the back. You'll have your group number. I don't have your group numbers assigned yet because I don't have all the group leaders yet. So I don't know what group you're going to be. It would be really nice if I had everybody assigned and I could tell you what group you were going to go to and exactly how I was going to go. But you'll look at on that back table, there will be a bag that has your group's number on it. You will know it before next Wednesday. And then one of the leaders, whichever leader is here first, will grab that bag. And you will, it's my goal for you to be in your spot, ready to receive them by 6:20. It feels really good to a mom when they, so the rows will be marked by each group number. And it feels really good to a mom to drop their kid off with somebody and not just to an empty row with a number on the end of it. It just feels like we know what we're doing when y'all are in your spot. Last year, it's really easy for it to just go chaotic up there and kids to go on the sides and feel like they own the whole place.
That was my fault.
It wasn't. It wasn't just you. It was mainly you, but it wasn't just you.
I guarantee that was one of the
right.
And it is harder for those on the front row. You were on the front row, and it's harder because they have all that room to just spread out towards the front. But if we maintain if we keep it tight at the beginning of the year, we can always loosen things up as it goes along. But let's just set the expectation is that they come in and they sit down in their row, and then so the whole goal is for there to be two leaders in every group. One leader kind of standing at the end, accepting kids and making sure they have their name tag and interacting with the parent, while the other leader is in the row engaging with the kids who are there so that they don't want to go anywhere else because they have an adult or a high schooler who has their attention. That's a big deal for a kid to be one-on-one with a leader, for them to feel seen and heard and known. That's a really big deal. And so if we're doing that, then they don't want to get up and move around. They want to interact with you. So that's kind of how I would like for you to divide yourselves in your group. One, accepting kids, and the other, really engaging. And I'm going to try to give you some questions and things like that in your small group sheet to make that a little bit easier for you so that you don't have to come up with the things to say after a hard day at school or work.
I like the questions that you had last year as well, like just starting things off, or they were either looking at something, trying to guess the puzzle,
yes,
or all that. That was
those
really helpful too.
Those early arrivers.
Yeah.
I'll try to get more of those. Those are about $10 a piece. Those
are they
dumb
really?
Things. Yes.
Can you just so, already
I can, but then they know the answers. There's.
Remember from last year.
Yep.
No. Can Duffy just make them?
Duffy, I need you to make me. Because they need two a night, because they're only about a minute long. Just
kidding.
What's Duffy wearing today? And then hopefully we'll start by 6:30. But I'm always looking when y'all are sitting in the row, like, why is she not starting? Why is she not starting? Typically, it's because there's a line at the kiosks of kids still coming in. And so I kind of watch that, and once the lines are down, that's when I'll get rolling. But I hate to start when they're not all in, because I can skinny up that part, you know, I can make that shorter, but I don't want them to miss the worship and all of that. So I also don't love it when they go to the bathroom during that time. They try to do that, but it is okay for you to say, unless it's an emergency, hang tight right here. And if they say it's an emergency, of course, let them go. We're not, but in general, if they need a drink, sit down. Who needs a drink? Come on, I haven't had any water in 3 days. Don't let them play with the stuff in the row, because that's annoying, and I don't want to clean it up. Sometime while you're in that large group space, like once we've sat down and had worship and had our lesson, at some point in there, somebody from the kids team will bring you your clipboard with all the names of your kids. It would be really good if you would just look through those and kind of say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and count kids on your row and just make sure that it matches so that you know how many you have. And then that's how many you'll count through the night to make sure you're... Okay, so next page. Half of you will go to small group. And in small group time, I will have emailed you your leader sheet on Tuesday. It's good to review it, but you do not have to review it. I mean, how many of y'all really review it? You know what I'm saying? I know. But I will have emailed you that on Tuesday. You don't have to stick to that script, but I do want you to get to the content. I want it to be that the kids who brought their Bibles for a reason and not just for the sticker. I want it to be that there was a reason. And I think 90% of the groups do so good at that. I walk down these halls and it's like a table full of kids with their Bibles open. And I'm just like, come on. That is good stuff right there. That is good stuff. We don't have time for you to go down the row of 15 kids and get them all on the same page in the large group. So do that in your small group. Do that in your small group time. Get them open in their Bible.
Mm-hmm. If you have a group of first and second graders, do yourself a favor. Find one of the kid Bibles and mark the pages in advance and then tell them the page number they turn to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way that it works with first and second grade boys.
Right, yeah. And as the year goes, they're a lot different in February than they are in October. You know, they'll get more familiar with it. And as they learn the books of the Bible, you know, as we go over them more, they get better. But learning, getting them to see it for themselves is going to make them more confident as they get older. And it's going to make them more confident to open it when they get home at night, you know. So... during that time, you're going to have, like, there are going to be application and review questions, reviewing the story. I don't want it to be a total retelling of the story, but finding where it is in the Bible and finding the answer to that specific question will be good. Also, you need to make time to listen to the memory verses. So maybe one leader So if you go over the questions as a large group, then one leader takes half the kids and begins to listen, and the other takes the other half and begins to listen, whoever's ready to do it. Or if you have a smaller group, you might not have to divide up like that, but get creative in your small group time. And then pray with them. Ask them what they need prayer for, and really hear them, listen to them. And I mean, you'll have to control that time, because sometimes it's about their neighbor's cat. But you know, maybe ask them, is there somebody in your life who is hurting? Or do you have somebody in your family who is sick? Or are you experiencing something that you need me to pray about? You know, something like that. Ask the questions in a different way, maybe, than just, what can I pray for you? Because they don't always know. Or is there somebody that you know who doesn't know Jesus? That's a beautiful thing that we can all, you know, get them praying for their friends who don't know. And then then you'll have like a 5-minute transition time, and then you'll end up at either games or crafts. So half of your, and it could be that you go to activity time first or small group time. Your group can choose to go to games or crafts. They can't choose to go to games and crafts. Half of the group can go to crafts, and half of the group can go to games, or whatever, however it works out. They can go to either one, but they can't change their mind midnight and go to the other one. I don't like that craft, I'm going to run down to games. Or I don't like that game, I'm going to run up to crafts. They have to make a choice and stick with it for that night. While that is happening, just be attentive to your kids. Be extra hands in the craft room. You know, this room will be crazy with games, and it's super fun. And most of the time, you don't have to play, or sometimes you can. Then you'll arrive back up in the worship center by 7:50. You'll sit in the same spot that you did at the opening. Again, you worshiping and participating is going to be, you know, you're modeling for them what you want. And, keep them seated during that time. I would love for Adventure Club to be a no running unless you're in games kind of night. So if I'm in the hallway, I'll say no running, just walking, or, you know. So y'all can do that too. And that's just about 10 minutes. Typically, I'll do a recap video, or maybe we play another game or review our memory verse again together. And then at the end, I'll say amen typically, and then the parents come in. And they're going to come to you. You'll have your clipboard, and the parents will show you the claim code. I tell the kids, stay close to your leaders, so that they don't just run out the back door when they see their mom at the back. They're supposed to come to you and check out. When you see the claim code, you circle it. If a kid leaves and you haven't seen that claim code, just say, I didn't see Sarah's claim code tonight, and I can send a quick text to that mom and to make sure that she got picked up. That feels really good to the parent, that we're paying attention to that, and that we're not just letting kids go. It might be good for you to take a minute right then to finish placing the reward stickers, or one of the leaders do the reward stickers, because it is kind of hard to play catch up on store night if you don't do it weekly. It's tough, but that might be what needs to happen, and that's okay. And then you will take all of your stuff. You'll pick up your flag, or I mean your thing, your thing that's marking your row, and your bag. You'll take all of that to the back, throw away stuff, put stuff in your bag that you want to keep, throw away anything you don't want to keep, and take everything to the back leader table at the end of the night after all your kids have been picked up. And your clipboards. And if you'll leave the clipboard separate from your leader bag, that would be really good. Take your clipboard and give it to them separately. Is that clear so far? This is the sticker sheet. So make sure the first night put their name. First and last is really helpful. because there are a lot of AA Rons and group numbers, the group number there. And then, see, it looks like a track. I did make this. I mean, I copied it and pasted it from Canva. That's what I did. That's how good I made it. But there were only 8 lanes, and so I had to make a 9th lane, and there wasn't a number 9 in that thing, so I took the 6 and I turned it upside down.
Oh,
I was
gosh,
popping off. I know. I was popping off
right
here. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that they get stickers for. And the stickers are cutie little tennis shoes. Aren't those cutie? So they'll get these stickers for just for coming to club night. They get one. So everybody's getting one. For bringing their Bible, you can see it at the top. For bringing a friend, but only one time. If the friend comes back a second time, great. That's awesome. But they don't get another sticker. Saying the memory verse, and they can say the memory verse every week of that we're on that memory verse. Being respectful and attentive during large group, and if they're not, don't give them a thing. If they were ornery, say no. And for answering a question. So, but don't just go through and give every kid 6 stickers every time, because they didn't bring a friend every time. And, you know, so be, you know, be good. Okay. So things I want you to note. Avoid using your cell phone for extended times. Clean up at the end. Make sure your row in the worship center is cleared of all paperwork, leftover crafts, like just kind of tidy up your spot. If you're small group time, and you don't know this yet, but if you meet in one of those preschool rooms and you're the second section, like you're the last group to have small group in there, if you stack your chairs, it's such a blessing to our facilities crew. Communication, you'll be emailed your small group sheet on Tuesday, but you don't need to print it out. It'll be printed here and waiting for you on the leader's table. If you can't come, text me. There's my number, but I'll give you all my number. Many of you probably have it, but put my number in there. If you don't have an Adventure Club shirt already, there are some at the back table. I know they're not all great sizes for us. We're going to have some more. They get delivered next Wednesday. But you'll just wear this and comfortable clothes. Check in and check out. I kind of already went through that, but you can read those. I'm not going to read it to you. If we give you something to hand out at the end of the night, it's super helpful if you do so. I also stand at the back door and kind of see kids who might be missing the Big Family Serve Night handout or whatever. But it is so much easier if you do it because it gets really chaotic at that door. So doing the handouts is a big deal. They're going to come to your place to pick up their kid. Make sure that you're, just like at the beginning when I said one leader is handling the check-in while the other is engaging with the kids, if you would do that same thing at checkout. One leader handles checkout and is checking claim codes while the other leader is keeping those other kids engaged in some kind of way. So that they're not just... And pickup happens really quite quickly. It all is... It's kind of a flurry. So it's not a ton of work, but if the other one would just keep an eye on the kids in the group so that they're not going out the other end of the row or whatever, that would be great. Losing kids is not good. We want every kid to have a Bible, and so beginning on night one, you can ask them, do you have your own Bible? There'll be a sheet at the back table for you to write their name down if they say they don't have their own Bible. And then the next week, on that back table, there will be a stack of Bibles and a stack of labels. You'll grab a Bible and the label. And if the kid comes to Adventure Club that night, you'll stick the label in there and give it to the child. If they don't, just return it to that table and you'll, whenever they come back, you'll have it for them. But don't put the sticker in until you know the kid is there. Otherwise, we have tons of Bibles with stickers in them. As shepherding your group, as you take your group through the evening, be attentive and ensure that they're all included, that they stay with you. If you lose a kid, tell somebody. Don't be like, oh my gosh, I've lost a kid, I'm so embarrassed. We want to know we have security here, and we will help you find the kid. They've just gotten to the wrong room. You know, they haven't gone out the door. But, and kids will get lost. This happens 10 times a year at least. A kid gets separated from their group. And that's okay, but tell us. Tell somebody, and we'll help you find them. Watch the clock and get them to the next site on time. Pray for them. Pray for each kid in your group. Pray for those who are leading alongside you. And learn their names and use them. You're teaching them about a God who knows them completely and fully. And it's going to feel really good if you call their name when they walk in. You know how good that feels to come here and be known. I can't know every kid, but you can. You can know every kid in your group. You can know their name. And by February, you'll know a lot about them. Smile and have fun. That's what we want the vibe to be. I will say this. There will be kids who need extra attention. Maybe they don't, they can't sit still long, or whatever it is. If you need help, we have Chris Duffy, who is our director of Masterpiece Ministry. There he is, the handsome bearded gent. And he can help you. Don't suffer in silence. And some kids just need one-on-one. Like, it would be so helpful if they just had a one-on-one. And so tell us, and we will get you somebody. There will be kids that don't necessarily need a one-on-one, but is just has a lot of energy, or could even be mean. I don't know. You know, it would be better for you. I would like it very much if you would tell me that you're struggling, and not the parent. Let me handle it with the parent. The reason for that is that when you're talking to the parents, there are other parents around, and that can be embarrassing. And the parent is not surprised. That parent has probably gotten that same speech after school today or last week at camp. We don't need to talk about it at Adventure Club pickup, right? So if it is a recurring thing, we will address it with the parents. But I don't want it to be at pickup. I want it to be, I'm so glad you were here, because that's the truth. And I can't wait to see you again next week. We're going to maintain that church is a place where it's for where you are, right? That's what we say, for where you are. Even if it is anxious or sad or scared or mean or whatever it is. Because all behavior is communication. That's what Duffy has taught me, is all behavior is communication. They don't have all the words to say all the things going on inside their brains. And so their behavior tells us. And sometimes we can't understand that. But so I just wrote some positive things that you can say. Avoid family-specific statements. It's a decent chunk of kids who are coming that we don't know what their family background is. So instead of saying, is your mom going to pick you up, if you don't know that to be the case, hey, your family's going to be so excited to see what you made tonight. That's really cool, you know, instead of your mom or your dad or whatever. I'm going to skip to safety and security. We will have security folks here. We'll have plenty of security. We probably have more security on Wednesday nights than we have on Sunday mornings, just because a lot of these guys, their kids are here. And so where else would they be? If you have an accident with a kid who needs, Jen, what is your rule typically about when do you fill out an incident report?
I fill out an incident report if it's a head injury or if it's a lot of blood.
So if it's a lot of blood or if it's been a head injury, that's kind of when we do an incident report, and we want to mark it down. Or obviously if we've had to call in medical help of any kind. Bathroom procedure for elementary kids, elementary kids, wait outside them. You can send them to the bathroom and let them come back. You don't even have to walk out of the room with them. They can go and make their way back. Don't go in the bathroom. Don't wear your name tag. Don't play rough. No piggyback rides. Avoid having kids sit on your lap. I know that there are some kids who just do that. And, you know, that's what they want to do, is sit on the leader's lap. That's what makes them feel special. But you've only got one lap. And so, and that shows partiality. Even if it's your own kid, those looking around don't know that's your kid. So everybody has their own seat in Adventure Club. Seek help for bigger issues. I said, don't wait. I don't want you to get to February and be stressed out because you have a kid and we could have done something, you know, gotten you some help. Call 911. If there is a medical emergency near you, you don't have to look for me or for a security guy. If you say somebody should call 911, just call 911. Your phones don't work that great down here, if I'm honest, but so you might need to holler, but, you know, to get somebody. There are that red clipboard by that back door is like evacuation emergency procedures. I know that's very helpful in an emergency. You would just grab that and thumb through it. But there are maps there that will get you out of the building. Take your attendance clipboard with you and make sure that you have every kid. We don't have tornadoes, but if you do, we'll just come to the basement. And Chapel Street Kids staff, if we need to lock down for any reason, you will just you will be told what to do. I've already kind of did the discipline thing. Don't let the fun get out of hand. Again, in October, be strict. And then you can loosen up. It's really hard to go the other way. Like if you've let them run all over the worship center and mess up your preschool classroom that you're in. If you're meeting in a preschool classroom, they cannot play with the toys. Those are baby toys, and they cannot play with those toys. And we don't have the personnel to go and close up all those toys, but just tell them, you cannot play with the toys. We're not here to play. We got to earn our stickers. This is work, people. So, we had groups last year like tearing up heads off dolls and stuff.
What?
I know. What the heck? So just don't let them play. And again, you'll never let them do that, go to that extreme. But you can ease up in December a little bit. But keep it controlled at the beginning. Watch for the good and call it out. And things that we don't do in Chapel Street Kids are use verbal humiliation or shaming. And we do not threaten physical punishment at all, even joking around. This is my thing. I have a tendency to talk in sarcasm, and I'm a pretty good code switcher, and I don't do that a lot. I try not to do that with kids, but be careful. If you know that is your language, or if you have a thing that you say, they are going to remember the things that you say. And I know y'all probably have things in your head that I've even said to you. Like you remember something that I said to you that I don't remember I said. Your words hold power. More like they land harder on a kid than we realize. So just be careful with your words. No sarcasm or off-color jokes or... just be careful with your words. Small group locations, this doesn't mean anything to you right now because you don't know what group you are. But that will be on your small group sheet. You'll get a small group sheet that'll look something like this. Did I print these out? Yeah. You have these? Okay. So you'll have, and so you will know, so it'll be printed there where you're supposed to go for your small group time. And this won't be exactly the one for this weekend, but it will look, I mean, for next week, but it'll look something like this. And then this is how to give your kids stickers. I already told you these things. Then they can also earn extra stickers one time for memorizing. When they say the books of the Old Testament, they just get 4 stickers one time. Da-dum. New Testament, 4 stickers. Psalm 100, they can do 1 sticker for every verse that they can say. And then if they can say it in its entirety, they get 4 stickers for that. And then the Lord's Prayer will also be four stickers when they can say it in its entirety. They're meant to be an incentive, so let it be an incentive. Don't just hand them out willy-nilly. All right, that's all that I have. Do you have any questions? Anything? All right, I'm going to just have us spend a couple of minutes praying for that God would bring us some more leaders. I want you to pray for the kids in your group. And Jen, do you want to take Paige?